This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Fiona.
We've got a quote today from a really powerful and amazing person called Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
He was the Prime Minister of
Great Britain.
Great Britain during the war, yep. I believe. And mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing man.
Amazing man. Very intelligent. Very brave.
Also really a great artist. Mm-hmm. And he says, actually, I'm going to get Jill to read it because...
Okay, this is one, you know, Winston Churchill is famous for his thinking, his strategies, his... You know, everything, but so famous for many of his quotes. Wise, wise, wise man. And this is one of my favorites. He wrote and said, courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm.
And that is a big deal. We've talked about, you know, bankruptcy and things like that, that a lot of people go through, and failure. But this is a very important quote, because in our culture, we consider failure a super character flaw.
Yeah.
So if you fail at something, you're a bad person. Not exactly bad, but
you're a loser.
Loser, that's a good word.
Yeah.
And so we have to look at this and keep our enthusiasm up when we go through failure, because we go through little failures and then we go through big failures.
Well, I love this quote so much because I never think of failure. Failure is one of the gifts of getting you to success.
Mm-hmm.
Because we cannot, if you look at success, what makes a success? It's very, very hard to quantify. Well, what is it? There's so many things that make a success. And you can't quite know what it was that made it successful. It could have been a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of that. With a failure, it's, oh, okay, that didn't work. It's the enthusiasm to say, okay, it's the courage to say, okay, let's try it again. There's a way we can make this work. And that's where the real courage comes in, is to pick yourself up and say, well, no, that didn't work. It's also like, for example, an addict who comes through a rehabilitation. I mean, addicts often fail before they become successful, and it's the failures that, over time, teach them how to become a success. We learn more from a failure than we ever learn from what is successful.
That is so true.
And in order to go from failure to failure, we become a really courageous person. So if you see that in somebody, or you feel yourself that you have failed at this and failed at this and failed, and you're still out there, know that you've got a great amount of courage to keep going.
And a lot of wisdom. Because,
and a lot of wisdom.
You gather wisdom from your failures.
Absolutely.
And I think, I've said this before, but I think that many of the great people have said that they wouldn't be where they are without having failed.
Yeah.
And even the people who aren't great, but who are very successful, I mean, great in my eyes, but who are very successful, have usually big business clam, even like Trump, have gone through bankruptcy after bankruptcy. I know I see your face, but what I'm saying is, if we just think of him as a businessman.
No, I don't even want to think.
Okay, don't think. Well, but the thing is that any big business person, if you take Gates or any of those people, they've all gone through a lot of failures before they've
come to success. Einstein, for heaven's sake,
yes.
You know, there you get the bright mind of how to the theory of relativity. Well, he was failing at school,
yes,
you know, but he kept going. He kept going. He knew he had some. That's true courage.
Well, actually, Winston Churchill himself, they used to put a dunce cap on him and sit him in the corner, and he became one of the leaders of the Western world, of the world, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
So just remember, whether it's school or whether it's finances or whether it's relationships.
Or in the business world.
Maybe in small aspects of the business world. Failure is our greatest teacher.
Yes. One thing that we can really learn from failure, I love the way that many of the indigenous peoples talk about a failure, an aspect of your life that has failed. Say it's a relationship or a business venture. And what they say is, oh, you've been on a medicine walk, which means you've taken a detour, you've tried something out, you've gained some wisdom about that, and wisdom is what makes what they call medicine. So if it's a medicine walk, it's like you've had the courage to go off the track a little bit, try something out. It didn't work, but you got wisdom from it. And that's courage, that to get back on and try it again and try it again and try it again and try it again.
And it's enthusiasm that enables us to do that.
Yes.
So then we have to ask ourselves, what is enthusiasm?
Joy.
Uh-huh.
I totally think, so if I look at an actor, for example, who's had a lot of failures as an actor, or shows that closed, or movies that got really bad, but they kept going. He has a joy about the work that they do. And that's the enthusiasm. I've got to try that again. I know I can do it better. I can do it better. I can do it better. I'll do it better the next time. Instead of saying, well, if only I had a director, or if only the lighting cameraman was better, making excuses, other people's fault, why you didn't succeed. No, if you didn't do it, you didn't do it, but get up and with joy go back and try it again. Try it again. Try it again. And if it's not like that. If it's you're trying something completely different than like an actor who keeps doing roles again, and then another role and another role. Say you want a success at business, and you're trying a job here, and that doesn't work out. Well, this is part of the medicine walk. Okay, what did you learn? What did you learn in this job that you did that didn't work out? You could have learned this is not how you want to spend the rest of your life. Well,
that's really important.
That's really important. But what else did you learn with that? So turn something from that into wisdom, and then say, okay, now what am I going to do? People used to say to me, well, Jill, how did you do so many things in your life? You started out as an actress, and then you became a writer, and then you were a political mediator, and then you were an intuitive medium, whatever. It's all the medicine walks, all the things that put together that bring me up to where I am now. And it's all been done with great joy and enthusiasm.
Yes, you know? Enthusiasm and interest that you follow.
A teacher. I forgot I was a teacher as well.
Yes, of course you are. Well, you're still a teacher. You were a teacher in schools with the shamanic,
also at Harvard Law School, and
yes,
again at Oxford University, but also the schools here in California doing the shamanic work. But, it was with enthusiasm that I threw myself into everything to see what I could learn from it. I didn't go into one thing saying I knew the answer to anything. I went in there to learn something about it and then grew from that. And that's where the enthusiasm comes in.
Absolutely. I think we have to remember this, that if you've gone through what people call a failure, you're not a failure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just what you did. Yeah. That we often do.
Well,
that.
Something didn't work.
Something didn't work, yeah.
And it didn't become what you thought it was going to become, or somebody else thought it was going to become, or something didn't work. It doesn't mean you're a failure, but people will call it a failure.
The thing is that people will identify sometimes you as a failure, mm-hmm. and especially we identify ourselves as a failure. Mm-hmm. So we have to remember, if I've considered what people might think as had a failure, it doesn't mean I'm a failure. I'm just experiencing and growing and getting wisdom from this. So
you're on a medicine walk.
You're on a medicine walk. I'm not going to identify myself as a failure. And that crushes people when they feel like they've failed, and they identify with the fact that they think, I'm just a failure. I can't do anything right.
We did at Oxford University, we did a great long weekend with heads of multinational companies all got together. And it was sort of like a private do, but it was all about failure, you know, because everybody's so afraid of failure.
Terrifying.
This was one of the most amazing weekends I ever experienced about how we learn from failure, how we don't be afraid of failure. Can you imagine all the people who failed but then succeeded at something, what we would have lost if they didn't have the courage to continue with enthusiasm what they believed in?
Yes.
And most of them believed in themselves. Albert Einstein believed in himself. Teddy Roosevelt, the same way. Winston Churchill, the same way. They started off being laughed at in many cases, but they had a purpose. Didn't quite maybe know what it was going to turn out to be, but look what it turned out to be.
And it probably changed.
Yeah.
According to their interests, because mm-hmm. one of the things that it says, if you look up enthusiasm, is following your interests with mm-hmm. kind of passion. And so it's like if you feel like you failed, find something that interests you and continue that yeah. with passion, or with just keep going towards your interests, which if we look at your life, that's what you've done.
Yeah, and so therefore, I don't consider myself a failure. I've done a lot of different things. And I just feel that it's been a huge medicine walk for me. And I just want to encourage people to, I think, the three words that Winston Churchill brings up, courage, failure, enthusiasm. Those are the three operative words. So it takes courage to, if you feel or you've been told you failed at something, find the wisdom that you gained, something that you gained in that, and go forth with enthusiasm, with joy. Find another way to express yourself, to bring yourself to something and make it better than it was. And I tell you, my role at Oxford was not a happy one. It was absolutely not a happy one. And after a year, I was about to hand in my notice, I found a way that brought great happiness and joy to me. It was an idea. So I stayed an extra year. It made all the difference in the world. But until that time, for that first year, I was driving 90 miles a day to and from work.
Oh, my.
And I would cry the whole way there and cry the whole way back, thinking, you know, here I am, an American woman, and at Oxford University, and they hate Americans, and they have little respect for women. And here I am doing this thing. Why did I ever pick this? Why did I ever say yes? But somehow inside, I kept going, and then I found a way through it. It was just like a brilliant thing, and it gave me such joy.
And that's what you're saying here is also real important, which is the road to what people consider failure can be very painful.
Oh, yeah.
And we can just go through there and think, I can't go on. It's just too much. And sometimes it's important to stop or move or change. And at the same time, no matter what you do, if something does fail and you've had a lead up that has been painful, you stop and you say to yourself, there is no personal failure. I just failed at something. Let me move on to where I'm going to move on next. And it's the same with people who got
and also learn something from it. What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about what didn't work? Because that's easy to find out what didn't work here.
Yeah.
And then you'll find what you need within yourself to make something work.
And every time it will make you stronger. Yeah. So here in the U.S., there's a lot of, if somebody goes through bankruptcy, we've talked about this before, but there is usually, or foreclosure, there's usually a stigma attached to that. Like you're kind of a bad person because you couldn't manage your money and you lost your house or you lost whatever it is. So we have to say at that point to ourselves, no, this was something that I've learned a huge amount from. Where do I go from here? I'm not going to let anybody attach to me the fact that I am a failure, because that's not what I think. Mm-hmm. They can think that, and it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. But that's not me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because it gets back to I am who I am, and that's enough, and it doesn't matter what people think, because I am enough, and I'm moving towards my passion, my interest, and with courage. And I think that, you know, again, Winston Churchill was an amazing person mm-hmm. with that, because he went through so many things in his life.
Yeah, and talk about some very difficult decisions that he made, you know, during the war. There's a couple that are pronounced, and yet he had the courage to make these decisions. It saved the world, you know? Yeah. And yet he was considered a failure. And as a matter of fact, at the end of the war, and he did this whole thing with Yalta and the Potsdam and the whole thing with Stalin and Roosevelt and Churchill, he wasn't reelected as prime minister. It was like, what? I've seen you through the war. I've got us through the war, and I'm not reelected. You know, they chose somebody completely different. So he, that must have been a great sadness to him. And yet he turned it into something more and more. And he's just beloved to this day for, yeah. and really appreciated for what he did. He became a beautiful, beautiful artist and wrote these amazing books from which, if we became readers again, we would learn so much.
And he was one of the people, because we've talked about moments of quietness, moments of stillness. I do think that he got those moments of, when you feel like a failure or you're identifying with being a failure, you need to find moments where you connect to you, to yes. your vastness. I believe Winston Churchill found it through his art, because we've both been to his house. And when you go into his house and see his, you know, where he painted, and then you go down to where he had his fish, and every night he lived to, I think, 86 or 87. He was very overweight. He drank a lot of whiskey, of scotch, and he used to smoke his cigars. But of an evening, what he'd do is he'd take his scotch down there with his cigar and watch the fish.
Yeah.
And it was his meditation. Yeah. It was his moment. The war was going on. Everything was going crazy. But he would take a moment or two to go down there and find
after,
a moment.
After the war, when he was not reelected, I have a picture in my mind of him sitting outside with his easel up, and he's got this big old straw hat on. He's got a cigar in his mouth, and he's rather large, but he's bent over painting, attending his painting, and his focus is on the beauty around him, the beauty of the countryside, the beauty of where he sat. And that picture has always stayed with me. I thought of all the things that this man has been through. Talk about courage. And when he says courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm, and that picture in my mind is right there. That quote is that picture in my mind.
So if you feel like you failed at something, and all of us feel like we failed at something, whether it's a relationship, or you just say to yourself, this is something I've learned from. This is being a gift for me. How can I look at it and find how it strengthened me? And initially, the interesting thing is sometimes right after what appears to be a failure, you can't find it. Because you're still in the feeling of a failure. Because I said, quite often the lead up to failure is painful or confusing. Yeah.
So I can add this little piece today is the 48th anniversary from the time I married Nicol, Luke's, my son's dad. So that ended in divorce. So we would normally think of that as a failure. I learned a lot from this beautiful man that I was married to. I totally understand why I couldn't stay married to him. It was so apparent. But it wasn't for lack of love on either side. And to this day, his ashes are with me. So there was a failure of a marriage, but it wasn't a failure in a relationship. We have the most beautiful son. He still has great affection in my heart. So I don't see it as a failure. I learned so much from this man.
And you probably had to take a little time after
my God.
The divorce.
I would say the first 5 years after the divorce was the hardest because, you know, I felt like I was being pelted from all sides. Even though I asked for no child support, no alimony, no anything, it was just a very hard time. And it all took place in England. And in England, you don't just get a divorce. You have to, it's in measurements. The marriage and then the financial and then the child thing. It's all done separately, so it lasts for ages. So although the marriage was a failure, the relationship and the gifts that came from that relationship is one of the most profound, wonderful things in my life.
And so when you are going through a failure, when you're going through everything crashing around you in one of the areas of your life, even maybe in an illness, and I've said this before too, but I've had people who are healers or acupuncturists or, you know, medical professionals who've come to me and say, I feel like a failure because I'm sick. And well, my patients will look at me and say, how could you be telling me what to do when you're sick? And of course, illness, as we both know, comes to gives us incredible gifts. Mm-hmm. It's nicer to be healthy, but it's...
But yes, through everything comes a gift.
Yeah. Sure. And so if you feel like you're struggling with something that makes you feel like a failure, or something you felt like a failure with in the past, say to yourself, there is never a failure. If I can keep my enthusiasm, and I can keep my enthusiasm if I don't identify with being a person who is a failure rather than just something that failed. Mm-hmm. That's a huge... It's like when we talk to children, you know, I don't like what you did, but I still... But I love you. There's a difference.
I refer back to a podcast we did with Patrick McBride on what is a shaman.
Mm.
And he talks about, you know, the failure, the health, the problems. And sometimes we are so inundated with hardship and challenges, health-wise and whatever. But getting through it brings... you're the spiritual warrior. You're a healer in some aspect in that way. It's interesting podcast to listen to.
Yeah, we become the wise through what is an apparent... through apparent failures. And there could be something as small as, you know, you're making Christmas dinner and it fails.
Oh, I've had to.
And then,
I forgot to put the turkey in the oven. I'm doing the, you know, the temperature control. I'm watching the clock, but I'd forgotten to put it in the oven. I have all these people waiting for
me. Okay. The turkey takes a while, too. But so we have to say it goes from small failures to these, you know, losing your house or going into bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. And, or, you know, whatever it is, just say this is just... a learning or a gift, and just we will keep our enthusiasm if we don't identify with being a failure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
And you know this is your home on planet Earth.